Hare Krishna. Question from Nailesh Joshi Prabhu. When everything is dependent on God, then why are there people, some people who are Astik and some who are Nastik? Why has people given, God given people the freedom to not believe in Him? Answer, because freedom is foundational to love. If a boy puts a gun at the head of a girl and says, you love me, then she may say that, but there's no love in that. So love requires freedom. When a person freely chooses to offer one's heart to another, then that is the foundation by which real love takes place. So Krishna doesn't want machines or robots who will just carry out His command. He is all attractive and He wants us to love Him. And in that way, He wants us to relish His love, His beauty. So, in that, we get the highest happiness. And why do we get the highest happiness? Because He's all attractive. And in loving Him, who is all attractive, we get the supreme happiness. But to connect with Krishna, to focus on Krishna, to have our consciousness absorb in Krishna, we need to choose to love Him. And that choosing to love Him implies that there is also the option of choosing not to love Him. Now, choosing not to love Him can happen at a mental level or it can happen at an intellectual level. So when it happens at a mental level, then that person is carried away primarily by desires. Desires to, yes, God may be good, but this world also is good. I want to enjoy over here. That is at the level of desires. But when the person also turns away from Krishna, not just at the level of desires, but at the level of the mind, and its desire, but also at the level of the intelligence and its arguments, then that person goes towards becoming Nastik. That person becomes atheistic. That person intellectually tries to disprove the existence of God. So the vast majority of the people in this world are materialistic. They are simply interested in material enjoyment and they are interested in God to the extent that God can provide the material enjoyment. But beyond this, there are atheists who use their intelligence to deny and defy God. And that is also for them to try out their fantasies. So just as people can have mental fantasies about how I can enjoy life, similarly some people can have intellectual fantasies by which they can try to enjoy their lives. So if somebody wants to live in the fool's paradise, imagining that there is no God, then Krishna provides that facility. Ek nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yogdhati kaman. There is one supreme being who maintains other supreme beings. So this maintenance is not just physical in terms of providing heat, light, air, water, but it's also in terms of providing worldviews. So Krishna provides various worldviews for people according to their desires by which they can try to play out their fantasy. So the soul can try out, maybe this will make me happy, maybe that will make me happy, maybe that will make me happy. And after trying out various fantasies like this, eventually the soul understands that actually nothing except Krishna can make me happy. At that time, Krishna is there waiting in the heart to help that soul to return back to Him. So the freedom to choose one's belief is an expression of Krishna's respect for our individuality and Krishna's respect for true love, which requires freedom. And non-theistic beliefs come when the soul uses one's intelligence to turn away from Krishna and to justify turning away from Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.